Coach, what's it like being in the silver and black?
It's good, except for when it's 105 out here. But otherwise, it's been awesome. It's been really fun. I think it's a great organization. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited about our players, and I'm excited about this season. So we'll see what happens.
I'm not sure how the actual period breakdown goes, but it seems like you guys are doing a lot of special teams during the course of these practices. Is it more or less and more intense? Like, what's the?
It's pretty much what I'm used to. Okay. I don't know what they did here in the past, and you know, we were really not focusing on the past. We're just going forward. So it's kind of what I'm used to having, and you know, we're trying to get as many guys repetitions as we can right now to see who has a role that they can play on our team to help us win games.
Coach, I've covered this team for many years, and I don't think I've ever seen, and it's not a big thing, but the pump block drills, but just the individual thing. How important are the little things like that to you, and is that kind of a staple of your style to be an aggressive kind of attacking type of special team?
Well, I think that's exactly right. We want to be an aggressive attacking type of team. Now, you know, we're going to pick our spots when we rush, but we want our guys to be schooled up on the technique, so if they have that opportunity, you see a lot of chances in the league where guys are free and they come free on the punter, and they just don't finish the play because they don't quite know how to finish. So we're trying to get as many reps as we can so those guys learn how to do it.
I saw Trendon Muff, the first kickoff attempt he had Friday, then came back, had a nice return. What do you see out of him and just overall from the return game?
You know, I see him. He's still the same player I thought he was when we played against him and when I had him at the 49ers. He's got incredible talent. He's always got to work on ball security. That's always been a situation where he's got to improve on, and he knows that, and he's working on it. And you saw that exhibited in the game. You know, he muffed the first kickoff, which obviously he didn't want to do. We wanted to bring that ball out. And then he had a nice return, which his talent leads to.
Coach, do you have any different thoughts on the new PAT rule now that you've been coaching that situation and the team took some opportunities to go for two the other night rather than kick?
You know, I think that's an ongoing process to see exactly where that is. You know, we were going for two really not so much based on what the PAT is how can we do on going for two. So, you know, I think that's still a study, which you can, you know, can allow here in the preseason and going forward, you know, based on what the head coach wants to do. And right now I don't see it as, you know, it's a field goal from the 15. That's what it is. And we kick a lot of field goals. So, you know, that part of it I don't think is a big deal. We still got to block it and protect it and make it.
How much of a weapon is it for you to have a guy like Taiwan Jones, especially on the coverage defense?
Oh, excited about having Taiwan. Taiwan's he's one of the better special teams players in this league because, number one, he's tough. Number two, he's extremely fast. And number three, he wants to be a good player. So if you have all those things all converging, you're going to have a good football player. We can't have enough of those.
Coach, what do you like about Devin Wiley? I know he just got here yesterday. But...
Well, you know, I was fortunate enough to coach Devin over in San Francisco. We had him on the practice squad, and we also had him active for a game. So I know a lot about Devin in the sense that he works at his craft. He's extremely fast, and we'll see if he gets an opportunity to show us what he can do.
Do you feel like you're having to sell the importance of special teams to this group, or are they pretty energetic? And
These guys have been great. Yeah. They're a hardworking group. I don't think I've been with anybody that worked any harder. You know, sometimes we got to play and work smarter.
Right.
But these guys have been fantastic in their effort level out here.
Trent Richardson said that he, you know, wanted to be involved in special teams and to see him out there with some of those units. You know, what are your impressions of him?
You know, I think Trent, you know, he's getting back in the flow of things in that situation, you know, in the sense that, you know, he's always been kind of the lead back and on teams he's been on. And whether he is that or not here, I don't know that yet. But up to this point, he's going to be a guy that if he's going to have a role on our team, he's going to have to play on special teams and have a successful role.
How has Marquette King progressed since you got here, and how is he doing shoring up some areas of his game, like trying to kill the ball inside the corner?
I think he's been doing really well, you know. I think, again, Marquette is kind of a mirror of the rest of the team. He's an extremely hard worker. He wants to get better. He's always likes to be coached, and I think he's done a nice job. And we'll see as the games progress, you know, if that carries over into the games, because it has in practice.
All right, guys, thank you.
All right, thanks, fellas.